Well, there's some concern whether I could be heard this morning. I think that concern has been answered. I even got startled. It came to me yesterday afternoon as Judy and I were coming up from Columbus for 5 o'clock Mass that it was the 24th of October. That was a revelation real quick. Let's see all our little ones, our youngsters. Where are y'all at? We got a few here. What's today? The 25th of October. 2 months. Yeah, the parents are getting, grandparents are getting it real quick. So if you want to complain about what the deacon's saying, send all your emails and letters to Father Mike. Christmas is 2 months away. Just a little over 60 days. Goodness gracious. I think we could all use some joy and some Christmas love in our lives, don't you? We'll kind of start getting excited about it now. So back to the topic at hand. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." When I hear those words, I hear Jesus telling the scribe and telling me, life is all about love. And then Jesus tells me, I am to love with my all of me. I'm to love God with my all my heart, soul, my mind. I'm to love myself and my neighbor with the same all. The same love I am to love God with, my all? How can I love like that? Well, most days there's not even enough of me to go around. Most days I don't feel like I have enough time to go around, let alone do it with all my love. I struggle to find the strength to complete what needs to be done. Forget about figuring out how to weave love into all that. I got to be productive. I got numbers to meet. How's love figuring into all that? Well, if we paid attention to Psalm 18, we heard the psalmist tell us, "The Lord is our strength." And I got to think that when God commands my all, He's not commanding me to be perfect. Think about that. He's not commanding me to be perfect. I think He's asking me to do something even more. I think He's asking me and commanding me to be empty. Empty of me. So He can fill me with Him. So He can fill me with love. He wants me poured out. He wants those project deadlines. He wants those angst and worries and concerns to be poured out so that He can fill me with Him. So He can fill me with love. And then with me filled with Him, I can love with my all because I'm of Him. He doesn't expect us to love of our own will or our own strength. He just wants us to be fully open to Him so He can flow through us to others. So that God can be present to others through us. He wants us to be Him. He wants us to be love. That's still a tall order, isn't it? I mean, with all that's going on in and around our world, there are days I just simply feel drained of hope. I feel drained of strength. And There are days I'm tired of picking up my cell phone just to see what's happening next. It just wears on us. We're tired. How can we have strength to love with our all? And that begged a question of me. Am I allowing all that to drain me of love? Am I allowing all that to drain me of God? Am I allowing all the gunk and the junk that's swirling about us to fill me and starve me of love and hope? Am I allowing it to pollute me to where I become toxic and poison others, especially those that are around me? Here's a short story. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet this older fish swimming the other way. He's coming towards them, they're swimming towards him. And as they pass, the older fish, he nods and says, "Morning, boys. How's the water?" "How's the water?" And the two young fish, they continue swimming along for a while, and finally one young fish looks at the other and he says, "What the heck is water?" Friends, what the heck are you swimming in? I hope God is your water. And if we are swimming in God, we are swimming in love. And we got to remember that. Love is keeping us afloat. Love is giving us life. Love is flowing around us and hopefully through us. Love surrounds us. It's our water. Love sustains us. It's our water. So here's a question for you. Is God your water? If not, then what the heck are you swimming in? The Lord gives, and the Lord gives, and the Lord gives. Blessed be the Lord. And the church says,